Welcome to Media Mix.
I blinked on a second, I'm sorry.
Welcome back to Media Mix. My name is Nick, next to me is Zach, and across the table is Nick and Jack. Don't cut it.
Hi, I'm...
It's fine, because you know what? Today we have a special day. Today we've got these five packs.
Hi, I'm Jack.
These five packs that we're going to be giving away when 30 of you like, comment, and subscribe. And we have to get 30 of you to like, comment, and subscribe, or else I will actually on screen take a dump on this table. I will actually be that upset.
Why don't we make them comment, Schneider?
Each lucky of you. So if your name is like Craig and you manage to win, you get this special pack, Craig. And John, you're not winning this one because we don't want you to have any more of our stuff. And Carmine. But anyway, yeah, each one of you get a pack as long as 30 of you like. And
not each one of you. Oh, five lucky ones of you. Five lucky people who like, comment, and subscribe will get one of these packs.
What should they comment?
You can comment anything, honestly. What your favorite Pokemon is, what your favorite movie
don't
is.
Don't say anything.
Favorite TV media show. Mixer?
If you say anything.
Or you can put in quotes, don't say anything.
Let's make it subject. Let's make it a subject, right?
No.
So like.
Yeah, the subject is anything.
Let's make it relate to the cards, okay? So
no,
what's your favorite?
We don't want them to type a thesis.
No. Just a quick question.
No, okay.
I'm sorry, but
what's your favorite Pokemon?
Comment
we're going
is
on
not
with this.
MLA
you
font.
Can say that if you want.
You
can say anything else if you'd
you
like to.
You have to comment that. What is your favorite Pokemon? If you don't have a favorite Pokemon, then too bad. Just comment your mom or something.
If you want us to, like, you could just. You don't even have to just say something.
Just like, comment like Nick sucks, and I'll honestly like it myself.
So this video is going to be going live in 2 days. So on November 15th, which is a Tuesday, you guys have 2 weeks to complete this. And at the end of that 2 weeks, if we have 30 comments and over 30 likes, then we'll do it.
We'll pick five of you.
Pick five of you guys, and you guys are getting a brand new freaking Pokemon cards.
We'll be in contact
with the
winners.
What's the Pokemon cards called again?
These are the Fusion Strike.
The newest packs
just
came out.
They come out yesterday of today, because today is the 13th
Is that Gengar?
Yes.
Oh. No. So if you win, we will have you guys email us at our business email to make sure it's real. And we have our best boy here, Nick, and he will solve all of your problems.
Yeah. He's the one
who's getting
who,
sent out to you.
Yeah, he's the one who handles
He's in charge
that,
of that.
And they make me do it all.
Well, because he doesn't do anything else.
Just all the giveaway stuff.
I handle all the kissing. That's what I do.
If we miss anything, all the details of the giveaway are going to be in the description. This sounded confusing to you, just go read the description. It's really easy.
Can I get some kissing?
Can we start? With the movie that we're actually doing today.
What movie are we doing, Schneider?
We're doing
Eternals.
Before
like,
we go into that,
all the people just clicked off the video. But
before we go into that,
they're still here.
I'm Jack. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Nick.
I'm the Nick.
Okay.
I'm Nick, and this is Zach.
Yeah. What's up?
Whoa, wait.
It's because of the audio only version.
Yeah, right? Audio listeners.
No.
There's two Nicks.
There's two Nicks. So,
anyways,
yeah.
We're doing Eternals today. It's actually going to be a pretty interesting podcast because we have Exhibit A, Hater. Exhibit B,
Hater.
And Zach over here and me actually enjoyed the movie.
I think it's appropriate for this episode, right? Okay. We start to form some beef between each other.
Oh, we do that like every episode.
No, like actual.
How
like,
much
beef,
more do you
like,
want me to hate
Bolt
you?
Golo
I feel the
type
be in the same
like.
Screen.
Korean barbecue type.
I mean, I got Zach on my side, so I don't really know what you guys are gonna do.
I got ammunition. I wrote so many notes for this episode just so I could like. Dunk on both of you.
So initially, just to get out of the way, because like this is more of a I don't know. Stop. Nobody can see you do that.
Biggie's holding the Pokemon.
Nobody wants to see.
I know. This is a complaint that like.
Hey, Switcher, you want to switch?
Switch? You want to switch to me? Sorry. I'm gonna break the. But it's fine. It's. I don't know if this is a complaint because Jack saw it. But, like, I don't know if this is a complaint just because of, like, the format that it was in or whatever. We watched it in IMAX.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because if it was an IMAX that it was like kind of past like the minute. Okay, so I can like sort of curse. I don't know if it was because of it being an IMAX that it was so kind of like poopy, but like they in most movies IMAX. Like, because if I'm not mistaken, IMAX is in, like, 4-3 ratio, so, like, kind of like a square.
Yeah.
They have bars that go on the top and bottom for some scenes. Oh, the bars. Why the fuck did it keep on taking them in and out? Yeah. It gave me a headache.
No, and they usually do it because they want you to focus on, like, a scene or something like that. But
it was, like, every other shot.
Scenes that they did it on, I have to agree with them. Like, it was pointless. I was just like, I it's supposed to be like unnoticeable, but like at the same time,
you completely notice.
I'm saying like how it's supposed to be is like you're just not really supposed to notice.
You're telling
it,
me you're, like you zone the in. Screen like yeah
yeah yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. It would just kind of zoom in and then zoom out
really
like, randomly.
Yeah.
I never noticed.
No, I yeah. noticed right. it.
I actually noticed it.
Spoiler territory. The scene where Sprite and Icarus are just like sitting off in the distance watching the volcano. When it has them in the picture, the bars come down. Why? I don't know. But then when it goes back to the overall shot of like the background shot with the volcano, its bars are gone.
Right, but that makes sense.
Every other scene though, like big like background picture, no bars.
It was unneeded.
Bars.
Like you're shaking.
I didn't realize it.
You didn't realize it, but I did immediately.
Me and Ray both recognized it
because I was like, God, because. In the theater, I wasn't just, like, looking at it, like, that's weird. Like, I legitimately had to, like, do the head thing because I was like, this is actually giving me a headache. Like, I was like, oh, God, this sucks. I felt like I was having a hangover. It was terrible.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of, like, it wasn't visually pleasing as I'm watching the movie.
I didn't notice it.
I did. Like,
also.
Usually, I don't notice these things, but, like, I did notice that.
So
it was kind of annoying.
There's some, like.
I can see how it would be annoying if you do notice it.
Yeah. But there's some funny quirks about the beginning scene, especially the one where...
Which one?
The beginning where, like, the first deviant comes out, and the two guards are like, look out! And then and the kid's like, Dad, no! And the dad's like, run! And then it's just like... And then, like, takes him, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, that's... I understand the whole, like, run. Like, he's being calm. But, like, it works for some scenes. Like, if it's, like, a sweet, like...
That scene was a little derpy.
Oh, yeah, like, and it's, like, really long. But, like, for scenes like those,
it's like...
It's like
they wanted to make it, like, a Quiet Place thing. Like he's, like... Like, children run, you know? Like, that scene where he's, like, just go. Like, leave me.
Yeah. I'm trying to say run in a...
But,
room,
like, the two guys are, like, yo, like dinosaur.
Like, look, run! And he's, like...
If I say it in my inside voice, maybe the monster won't see me.
And then how the Eternals conveniently showed up, like, right after the dad just gets absolutely demolished.
Yeah. And then he's, like...
Eternals can't save them all.
So...
And they're, like, here, kid, here's a knife made out of gold.
What did you guys think about that other derpy scene where it was, like, Cersei and Icarus, they were, like, in the desert... And then all of a sudden, they're having sex.
Oh, yeah. The love scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was of the whole movie. Only good thing about
that's
the movie.
So, like...
What?
Like, I was watching, and then all of a sudden, they were fucking. And I was like, oh!
Well, then, no. It had, like, the sweetness of it. And it was like, oh, they're going to. But there was no transition. It was just, like, they're, like, embracing each other
they're
and holding.
Just chilling.
And then
yeah.
they, like, it cuts to it, and they're like...
like
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm
more
like, Cersei, if you have me. And then they're like...
Can Eternals just, like, not have kids or something like that? Is that, like, not a thing? Or they just not want to have kids? I mean,
you
like,
know,
there's a kid. There's
how do you think Icarus's pull-out game is?
Not like a
I mean,
kid from
do
an
you
Eternal.
Really deny the man?
They're not human.
Think about
no,
it.
No, they're, like, robots or something.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah,
there could be, like, robot.
So the sperm never develops.
One conversation at a time, please.
Yeah, I don't. I think we just stick with the robots.
robots can't have sex.
What's the scene after it cuts to the earthquake, which was kind of derpy because it was very much like, oh, we're having an earthquake.
Oh, that's when I don't know, she like goes outside.
Yeah,
and
it looks
kind of
weird. And
I feel
like
that was when the celestial sperm went into the earth.
I guess.
I think that because everyone felt the earthquake. You know, like.
No.
How it goes? Yeah.
They did that at the beginning of time, or not?
Yeah.
The
that happened
at like
the
beginning of Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beginning of Earth is when the celestial sea.
They
was,
needed
was
like old. All that time. It takes like a long amount of time, and like the population has to like grow in order for the celestial to be born. But
yeah, some kind of energy
yeah.
thing. thing.
But the earthquakes were from the celestial being like kind of woken up. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was explained on in like later in the movie. Yeah, it was starting to like become alive.
Okay, but what do you guys think of like the Celestials though?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought they were cool.
I thought it was cool.
I will say
the way they did it.
I will say it was really cool. The main scenes that I really liked were they had like the really big wide shots of Arishem.
Yes.
And you had like the really small speck person. I'm like, oh, the Celestials were sick. It had like such a big scale to it.
They actually, because like, they're that big. They're actually that big. And
yeah,
it's like
huge.
I'm glad they actually made them that big and didn't like MCU size it down.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But that begs the.
They're like as big as Thanos.
So I didn't bring this up to Nick because I've been saving this in my back pocket. But speaking of their like enormous size, they're about like. Their finger is about the size of an island.
Yeah.
Possibly. When they have the scene where the Celestial is coming out of the center, how the fuck is like the entire Earth just not destroyed then?
Immediately?
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, because no, for one. Hold on, let me say this.
No, you're right.
The amount of like size and power it has, one, it's already created a tsunami somewhere. It's already created that. Two, it's already probably created a couple volcanoes. And three, it's probably made several earthquakes across Earth.
Yeah.
They've already killed millions of people.
In a 100-mile radius, at least.
Because
all the tectonic plates have shattered.
Because it shifted. And so now millions upon billions of people have already died.
That's a good point.
And the thing is, like, did we save the day?
Literally, that Celestial moves his knee like a fraction, and there's already a mountain taller than Everest somewhere else.
But they, like, they come from the core of the Earth. Once the core is destroyed, it creates... Because I remember watching a video, they're like, what happens if we destroy, like, explode, like, the largest nuke?
Oh, at the bottom of the mountain.
At the bottom of the ocean. And they're like, yeah, no, it basically, like, kills...
It actually doesn't do anything, but...
No, it does, because it creates... like massive earthquakes and tsunamis
because the pressure is so immense down at the bottom of the trench.
Well, even if it was the same pressure as above water, it would be devastating.
Oh, of course it would,
but yeah, because of
this
the
isn't
pressure.
Like compared to a nuke, this is like an actual freaking thing. Like, this,
yeah,
I actually did Earth. Like think of this though, like at like when I got home because I was just thinking of the movie and like, yeah, I mean, like if there was this baby like eternal in the middle of the Earth.
Celestial.
And now he, Celestial, and he's finally awakening, and like, what she like froze him, right, or like turned him into stone or something.
I think she turned him into ice or something.
Yeah, she's kind of just like
So doesn't that mean the whole like core of the planet is now just kind of ice?
Well, either the core is ice or two. We already have like global warming issues. You turn that thing to ice. What happens when it melts? Because now
it's not melting into water.
No. It will melt into what? If she made the entire thing out of ice, and the thing fucking... Because
she didn't
like,
create him into ice. She just, like, froze him in ice.
No, she created him into ice.
Like, she turned him into ice?
Her powers is to change, like, the structure of elements. That's the thing is, that was, like, near, like, a tropical island. It's gonna be hot there. It's gonna melt. So, not only did... If the earthquakes and tsunamis that were created by didn't kill him, the fucking water that's going to be melting from that thing is going to just drown everyone. Florida's gone.
No, wait.
Unless it
Think
freezes
about it.
Everything.
Think about it. Yeah, that's a lot of ice. I think it just completely terraformed the entire ecosystem in a 100-mile radius. It's just like, that area is now Antarctica 2.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because if the Celestials is a part of the entire core of the Earth... If it turned into ice, it might as well just freeze the entire Earth.
I guess that's true.
I mean, but I know Marvel, but, like, if the core is gone, doesn't that mean, like...
The Earth is just...
There's no more rotation in the Earth, right? Or it doesn't have, like, the gravitational pull anymore?
The thing is that the Earth, with that magnitude...
We're delving really deep into the logic of this movie.
I'm not...
Can we all just agree? Let's get one thing straight. There's no logic in this movie. There's no, like, realism in this movie.
No.
No shit. There's aliens that come out of space. What do you mean the realism?
Out of the Earth would have just cracked in half.
There's no, there's no realism to it.
But I mean, a giant purple man came, like, 3 years ago and, like, wiped away half the universe.
Exactly.
So,
I don't get why we're here trying to argue how realistic
but
to
be fair, you're the one who's doing it.
No, we're all doing
it. No, I was the one who started it. But, like,
we've
to be
all been
fair,
doing Jack.
To be don't fair, lie. Like, it's something that happens and you're like... Yeah, but they're already, like, like, with even a basic understanding. Because the thing is, with that amount of power that the thing emerging anyway, it's going to shift the Earth in its orbit anyway.
Yeah,
so you've already created, like, massive, like, seasonal, like, mishaps. You're going to have, like, summer in Russia that's, like, 7,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And then every fucking person's going to catch
summer?
On fire. In Russia, I mean, like, that's a huge, like, and I'm probably wrong about this. There's probably some scientist who's in seventh grade who's gonna, like, correct
you're
me.
Wrong,
but
actually,
what was it?
You know, I thought it was funny about the Eternals, though. Like, you know, in that illustration where they were showing how, like, the Eternals were, like, created, or, like, there's, you know, where the big Eternal, or not Eternal, Celestials were, like, how they are created.
Oh, yeah.
How, like, the dude was like, yeah, so we drop a seed in planets, and then, like, after a long time, like, after enough mind power
Earth
goes... Yeah, like, the planet just, like, blows up, and then, like, there's no, like, good animation of the Eternal. It's just, like, it kind of just, like, appears, and is, like, just chilling like this.
He posed for dominance.
It, like, there's no, like, I don't know, just the way
I mean,
remember,
like,
it, it's just,
it
like,
is
the world
pretty...
explodes, and, like, out of the dust, it's just, like, an Eternal, or a,
yeah,
like, Celestial.
Yeah, that was
standing.
A bit derpy, because it's, like, it would have been cooler if it had the animation of, like, its hand reaching out, and then, it, like, exploding around it, but then, like, no, that you're right. It's just kind
of
standing there.
There
yeah.
was, there
I
was
mean,
a
it
lot
is what
of,
they do. But.
There was a lot of CG that was kind of like.
No, it was a CG like orgy. Fest.
But that's the thing is like for
how you gotta deal with how
yeah
CG.
For what they were, you had to have
yeah.
a certain amount of like
well,
CGI.
Have,
like,
do
but, like,
do
I mean that, that's like saying like oh Guardians of the Galaxy had too much CGI, bro. Like
here's
one
the thing,
of the
though.
Two
here's
of
the thing,
two
most
of the
people
were CGI in the
most
group.
Most of the people in Guardians of the Galaxy, right, are just either in costumes or regular people. These are just
not true.
Superhuman people flying around like
well,
rubber band people.
Yes,
bro,
but
they
fought
a planet.
You got the worm tendril monsters that they're fighting that look gross and awful.
I think to be honest, like yes, it had a lot of CG, but I'm not as much like hard pressed about the amount of CG. It's just like kind of quantity over quality. Like
yeah, there's.
I mean, come on, like those things. I've seen monsters like for instance, like Pacific Rim. They had some good freaking looking monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I thought these were like generated in like PlayStation 3, like
what
well,
the, like
the
yeah, the deviants.
I like the way the deviants
terrible.
Looked.
I didn't
yeah.
like the human one.
Ugh.
The human one was a little gross.
Ugh,
but
it was
creepy.
Like it was just
yeah.
like
the
I'm
human
like
one was
just,
it, the grossest was magnified with the human one,
but I
didn't
still. Think it looked like.
Why did
that?
They have to make
it's
them rapey at the
gross
end?
Gross, they all were
rapey.
Yeah, he got really fucking rapey with Angelina Jolie's character.
Well, I think he was just trying to steal her power, and she's like...
It was
know.
Still creepy. Why did they have to make him rapey?
I mean, okay.
You name
know,
knows
man.
Exactly what
Who
scene.
Knows?
Because
I
we
know.
All
know
he was feeling up on her.
This is literally just a hentai, though. This is just
but he became
hentai.
Sentient, and he's like, I'm gonna fuck Angelina
fuck
Jolie.
The powers out of you, bitch.
She... I'm like
that is not the same vibe I
did
got.
You
no, I got that vibe from
I didn't get that either. I was like,
I
want
to make a point really quick. Do you
okay.
guys even
oh,
know what that guy's name was?
Deviant.
Deviant.
No, 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 no.
No, he didn't have...
No, he has a
Did
name.
He have a name?
Yeah, he has a name.
What was his what name?
Crow.
Crow? Like the bird?
Like Russell
yeah, like
Crow?
A, yeah, like a bird. That was his name.
When did they mention this?
Never.
It's in the script, I think.
I think they have to
Bro.
Give him a name. They
I
can't
mean,
really,
he's
like...
He's just an evolved deviant. That's all he is.
But anyway...
He didn't
that's
really
the,
have a big
Isn't that
purpose.
The established... The bad guy of this movie?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There's like
sure
four.
Is.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't say Icarus is the established bad. He is a bad guy. He's not. But
the bad
he's not
guy.
The established villain, right?
The villain
he's,
is
he's
the
like
Celestial.
The, no, not the Celestial. Either.
Yes, it is because they're trying to stop him from.
Well, it's like
giving birth.
It's I kind of like the
I would
way.
Say,
well, I like. I like this villain because it was like, it was kind of like a Thanos type of thing, like the whole celestial like spiel. No. Well, okay, think about it. Okay, it was like, this was the like celestials Thanos come out. Done wrong. No, the celestials are born, and then in turn they create like millions of suns and galaxies, so more civilizations can go.
It's not like they're a bad person.
Yeah, and they don't plant. No. I don't think they plant their seeds in like every single planet that's like out there.
No, I don't have anything wrong with that part of the.
That's
story
what I'm saying. Either. So it's like, you know, by destroying, stopping the celestial, they're stopping the creation of like more lives than's on Earth, yeah. Which, you know, it's like it's cool because there's like conflict, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. It's, you know, what should I do in this situation? Like, were they even like, okay, yeah, we want the celestial to become alive. So they're like, at one point they're debating on like getting everybody on a spaceship and like taking them off world
or
like whatever.
Whatever side you started on, it's like we started on Earth, you know, we're the Earth people.
Sorry.
So we like, you know, so we're like on Earth's side, but like if we started our story from like maybe the celestial standpoint,
right,
we'd probably be with him over.
I mean, probably.
In my opinion, my complaints that I had with the movie had nothing to do with the story. The story was fine. The story was written okay. Right. It was just, I think it was more the delivery that I had a problem with, because not only I don't know what scene it was. I think it was like in the beginning. Like, I understand child acting is kind of hard to come by, especially, like, good child acting. Sprite, her acting was so stiff and weird in some scenes. Yeah. Like, and there were some that they were fine, but, like, in the beginning, I remember she's like, is that a deviant? Like, you haven't seen one for 2,000 fucking years and you act like it's, like it's nonchalant? Are you not surprised and, like, kind of concerned that you're seeing these things again? Like, what? And like, also, somebody that you've been, and I don't understand, like, I understand from the viewpoint of somebody who lives for that, like, basically an eternity, knowing something for 5,000 years is not a huge part of your life, but somebody that you've known from basically the, like, from what you know, the first point of your birth till the present, and then you find out that 2 days ago she died, and then you like kind of shed a tear, like a single tear. Some of them didn't give like a fuck. Like, they're like,
well, they all hated Ajak.
I guess
they all did.
Yeah,
most of the characters hated Ajak.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I say most, but a lot of them did, because she was like, let's erase Angelina Jolie's memory so she gets this like virus out of her.
It's not like it was their friend dying. It was more like their boss dying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like their leader, but like they never always agreed with her.
Yeah, so they're just kind of just like, whatever.
She never let them in on the truth, right? She knew the truth all along.
I'm sure she wasn't allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's probably why they didn't really like her, because, you know, something's off. Something's fishy.
I mean, a few of them liked her as a friend. And
I mean, do you think like the movie, even more, you think the outcome would have changed if they all knew the truth from the very beginning? They're going to that Earth to just create a civilization just to have a celestial
the story
reborn?
Would be drastically different if they knew from the
beginning. If they knew from the beginning, they'd be like, this is our purpose.
Right.
Wouldn't be much significance to be like, oh, yeah, we know our life is a lie. Let's try to fix it from the get-go.
If they knew it from the get-go, they probably wouldn't have made a connection with the humans.
They probably would have just been loyal lapdogs for Arishem and just done the job, and it would have been a boring movie.
That reminds me of Invincible.
Here's the
part
thing
of it.
Let me just lay down the core of this movie, because the core of this movie is good. It's not bad. I think it's actually good. It has a good story premise. The story premise being like the Celestials were the first beings in the universe, and they're just trying to expand the universe with life. The Deviants are like stopping this process from happening. That's why the Eternals go in to kill the Deviants. That's good. That's a good story premise. Then there's the revelation where they find out the Eternals' lives are all a lie, and they're just little puppets that are sent to commit mass genocide in the name of expanding the universe.
They don't find that out until like way later.
I know,
later.
But that's the big revelation of the movie, and I think they bring that along quite well. Honestly, I thought it was a good revelation. The plot twist with Icarus was also good. I thought he was kind of set up to be a good twist villain until they completely squandered all the buildup they made for him in the very end.
How?
I'll get to that later. And then Gilgamesh was there, too.
I'll handle you later.
So, here's the thing. There's a really good core to this story. Everything on the external, though, sucks. Poo-poo caca. Let me explain why.
You just did.
What is bad? The overall presence of the bad guy.
Which bad guy are you talking about?
The deviants.
Yeah, so
the
Crow.
Deviants suck in this movie.
But the thing that doesn't make sense.
They're forgotten about in the second half of the movie, right? They fight in the jungle, and that's it.
They're there to tell a story.
Kills Gilgamesh, and he does a little monologue like, "I hate Eternals, and I'm going to kill every last one of you," and then he runs away. And then we don't see him until the very end of the movie at the final act, where he gets fucking chopped into little tiny bite sizes by Athena, not doing anything to the story at all. He sucks.
I don't think he's an actual bad guy, though.
He is a bad guy.
Well,
he is a bad guy, but he sucks. Why was he in the movie?
But he's not the main bad guy.
Along. He didn't bring the story along.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Okay, but then why would the Eternals even be a thing if the Deviants weren't a thing?
Yeah, but no, hold on.
Erisim told them they were important.
But
they're not. They're just a little tiny nuisance that honestly weren't even much of a threat.
But wait, what doesn't make sense?
He treated them first to handle the humans or like something like that, right?
But no, what doesn't make sense to me?
Deviants were created first to
They were sent down to balance the ecosystem from predators who were too powerful.
Yeah, but like the dinosaur age and shit.
Doesn't make sense to me is why they keep on getting created. If he figured out that so he made the Deviants first instead of the Eternals. Eventually the Deviants evolved, mm-hmm. and then he's like, "Well, now I need to make other things to handle these." Mm-hmm. He's the one who placed the fucking Deviants there.
Why didn't he just kill them? Either
that, or why is he still making them then?
I don't think he's putting them. No, listen here, boy. I'm pretty sure they just put the freaking seeds in like each planet at the same time, and then obviously put the deviants on the planets at the same time. They put the seeds in there to handle the stupid apex predators or whatever, or the dinosaur boys. And then at the same time, they all, he realized that they all started to evolve and gain, conscience. And, hey,
I don't want to
do this anymore.
They started to become the Predator.
But exactly. Each Celestial has done this then. So each one of them is freaking stupid.
Well, maybe they just don't like talking to each other.
You
don't know their lives.
Celestials aren't close to each other at all. They're all over the universe.
Here's the thing. The way they could have taken this story... They could have done something interesting where it was like they explored the kinship that Eternals and Deviants share with each other because they're both children of Celestials, right? But there's still this conflict because the Eternals are sicked onto the Deviants to kill them, right? Why wasn't there more explored in that relationship between Deviants and Eternals? It was kind of just forgotten.
What do you mean? It was like the first three quarters of the movie.
Half-baked romance between Icarus and Cersei and Sprite.
What are you talking about?
So in the end of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Icarus wants to follow through with Erisim's plan. So he's the bad guy in this situation, right? Sprite joins him. Not because her intentions dictate that she do, but because she has a stupid crush on him.
Can I just say that your take on this movie is really awful?
No, it's not.
It's really awful.
No, I can see where Nick is coming from, but your take is so bad.
You're trashing on it because you don't like the story.
No, you're all over the place. And I'll give my critiques that actually might be the reasons why critics hate it. I guess the dumbest one I'll get into later, but one that was, really kind of weird. You know how she's fighting? You brought this up, which is really funny because I didn't notice it.
Oh, the scene where they're in the jungle
and she gets knocked in the water that's, 10 feet deep or something, yeah. And then she stands up in it, and it's,
yeah. Well, no, in the scene, she, falls in the water and, the tiger deviant thing is, attacking her, and, the camera goes underwater and you see, the tiger, swimming after her or whatever, and it's, deep-ass water. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we just... It goes up top, we see a tree grow of a freaking tiger. She turns the tiger into a tree for some freaking reason.
Yeah,
and then she just stands up. There's no, it wasn't just 10 feet deep.
The tree exploded. The tree exploded the water. The water
But the thing is, she stood up, and it was like...
No, there's still water.
There was barely any water.
There's barely any water, but she wasn't... She wasn't in, like, a 10-feet deep hole. She was in, like, a 2 or 3 feet deep hole. Like, she... like, it automatically just was, like... And then shortened.
I'd have to watch that
back. But that scene... Nothing... I mean, there are some scenes that are a little bit like, ooh, but, like, there was nothing that morbid in it. I've seen horror movies... I've never seen something turned into a flesh tree.
Yeah, that was gross.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's so, like, just not... you. Like, the entire rest of this movie is very vanilla.
Also, I don't...
And then you... fucking flesh tree? I'm like, what the hell?
I don't understand the significance of her turning that thing into a tree. Because I brought that up.
Because then they find out later... Into ice. And they're like, oh, I found out how to do this. But, like... That was kind of like, ugh. And also, I don't know if, because me and Nick watched this together, them three watched it, so we watched it at a separate time. There was a scene that I, like, out loud, I remember it's the scene where the one Indian guy with the camera is like, but I want to join you guys. And they're like,
fuck that guy.
And then, no, and they're like, no, like, you're not coming with us. Like, this is Eternal's business. Like, we're going to be doing this. And then he's like, but I really want to go. And the one guy's like, ah, fine, fuck it. And then just lets him go. And out loud, I'm like, no. Stop bringing fucking Jar Jar Binks into these movies again.
For real, dude.
Like, that's what it is.
The character was funny. I thought he was one of the better characters.
But he ruins every single emotional scene that has to be some sort of impact. He kind of takes away the impact. Because
There's a scene, right?
No.
Where they're all sitting at that table.
You need to shut up. There's a scene, right, where the deviants are, like, kicking Icarus's ass. Okay. Right? And then camera guy in the background is just like, I record the camera, we do it. And it's like,
it was funny.
Is such a lighthearted scene.
All the
intensity from this scene is gone now.
Well, that's because
this guy is here. It's not true at all.
That's wrong.
I think it's not all gone, but it definitely decreased a little bit.
There's some scenes where you can do it in such a way that's, like, funny. Like, I don't know, like, say somebody's getting their ass kicked and they, like, say some funny, witty thing while that's,
like,
happening.
Like, what is the Indian Eternal's name?
Kingo.
Kingo?
That's his name.
Okay.
Well, like, the scene where he was fighting the deviants and, like, the Indian guy was filming him, I thought that scene was great. It was funny.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
At that point, it wasn't overstayed, in my opinion.
Or when he kept bringing out cameras, that was funny.
Literally, yeah, that was fine too, but
I think he was just there for such a long time
and it wasn't necessary for him to be there, and it was just like, all he is there for, all this guy's role is to be a comfort character and be comedic relief.
But there were scenes, right,
where there were supposed to be emotional moments between characters to advance their development, and this guy just has to interject himself and just be funny for no fucking reason.
I know what you're talking about, because I remember a scene.
It's the movie maker.
It's the movie maker's fault. Yeah, I'm not bashing the guy. I'm bashing the writers because they suck at writing the movie.
I know what scene you're talking about. There's, like, a specific scene where they're, like, sitting around. Like, I'm pretty sure someone just died or something. And, like, they're being sad. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the Indian guy does say something. It's like, but he's also sad, too. He's not like, haha, look at the film.
Good for him, he's sad.
But he's like, he was still sad too. I don't think he ruined it.
I think the thing is, he did though. I don't like characters like that, and I also don't really like cringy sort of humor or ones that are like, haha, funny, because I think it's something I've grown out of over time, so maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think it was that cringy, though. Was it that cringy?
Some scenes, a little bit. Other scenes, I was like, yeah, this is actually, I like the comedic relief.
Can I give an example of when injecting humor into a scene is sometimes good?
If you can do another 30 seconds.
Nope. You know when they told Gilgamesh that Ajax is dead?
Yeah.
And then the top of his pie just falls off. And then he gets sad.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good scene.
Yeah,
they balanced the humor and the emotion in that scene really well. I really like Gilgamesh as a character in this movie because he...
Gilgamesh, baby.
Yes.
Can we talk about the way he died, though?
The way he died was sad.
Dude, no, it was...
He died too quick.
Yeah, like,
It was
the deviant's like going after Athena, and then he kind of like just jumps in the way, and Athena's just sitting there like, and he's just spazzing out, like just staring at him.
I wish
like,
Athena's character is a lot better.
She's literally just in this movie to be like stupid and like, to not do anything.
Like,
like in the beginning, yeah, she's
cool.
She could have
kicked ass because she has cool ass weapons.
Yeah.
But it's like there's always this thing kind of holding her back where she just turned crazy.
Okay, okay.
Kill everyone.
And that thing made no sense. Okay, that thing that was holding her back was just literally her just
thinking her mind being overloaded.
Okay, of memory. So why did she just automatically turn evil and start attacking them?
What's stupid to me is
that doesn't make sense.
It's because the movie is trying to do too many things at once, right? They're trying to explore this facet of Athena being plagued by some overloaded mind syndrome. They just don't have the time.
Actually,
to
can I go ahead and say like why I like this movie?
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure like I want to see if like other people agree.
At this point, we have zero like viewers. So
yeah, I know.
Because they've all left one day.
They're all black.
I didn't even get to my other points that I had, but I want you to.
Well, I just want to say like why I like this movie. Like I thought it was kind of like a Guardians introduction because obviously it's a whole new team. You haven't seen them before, and they're not that known. They're not like a Captain America or like a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows them that well. And Guardians were kind of the same way before their movie came out. Like, nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were.
Right, yeah.
Except comic heads.
They had stuff on Disney XD before the movie came out, so people knew about Guardians
People like me who just watch like the mainstream like movies and TV shows, like the new TV shows.
They still weren't known.
I had no idea who the Guardians of the Galaxy were when they came out. I had no idea who the Eternals were when they came out either.
And I wasn't even really looking forward to this movie because I thought the way they advertised it wasn't like that great because like the trailer's never really like that good for it. Mm. But I ended up actually really liking the movie because not only did they expand the lore on a ton of things in, like, the MCU,
which is definitely
the whole thing is which we all, you know, watch the movies for now, is basically to see how it's going to expand and how, like, which direction it's going to go in.
Oh, yeah.
It especially the end credit scenes, but, like, even before the end credit scenes, it's, like, we learn so much about, like, Celestials and, like, what they do now, and it's just, I don't know, I just really like the movie because of that.
Here's the thing. It's all fine and dandy for a movie to advance the MCU. That's good, sure. But I thought that was something that Black Widow didn't make a good freaking movie.
Black Widow was kind of
The only thing Black Widow advanced
was the end credit scene, and it was just kind of pinning like a bad guy onto Hawkeye.
It was really just to satisfy
and like that's all it did.
And give a good prequel. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, but the end credit scenes of this movie was awesome.
They were bomb.
Even though everybody's like, I mean, like all the boys are like, Harry Styles and it was so stupid. And then all the girls are like, oh my god, it's Harry Styles.
I thought Harry Styles was typecasted so damn well for this character.
Honestly, I thought it fitted pretty well. And I Harry Styles, I liked that it was Harry Styles, honestly, in my opinion.
I started laughing when I saw him because it's like this big introduction that Pip is giving. It's just like, oh, it's Harry Styles.
Yeah, and it's like...
a second he was trying to, like, say Black Adam, but it was, like, Black Frank or whatever the hell he said. What did he say?
I don't know.
No, his name is...
name is Oros.
Yeah.
Black Oros.
But, frick. Okay. Time
Schneider
to Google.
Was trying to tell us something.
Star Fox. His name is Star Fox.
I'm never going to get past the fact that his name is Star Fox.
Why?
Gonna just constantly think of the Star Fox from Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Never not gonna think about that. Gonna always think about that. It's a stupid name. Sorry. Also, Harry looked really bad.
Besides that.
Orange? He wasn't orange.
He had orangish red hair.
No, it's brown. It was brown.
In the movie?
Uh-uh. I saw brown.
It was.
I don't know what you guys saw.
I was paying attention because I didn't care.
Oh. Well, okay, besides that. So. Matter. So
I didn't like Harry Styles or care about the end.
Okay, there's some scenes that I like giggled at. They had the scene where Sprite gets hit over the head with a rock, which everyone's like, oh, funny. I didn't really laugh at that because I was like,
made me so mad.
I was like, whatever.
You told me you loved that scene.
No, the scene that I said I loved, only because it looked terrible, is the scene, and Nick laughed out loud too because it was really funny. It's the scene where Airsham shows up and he like is like, I'm here, and he's like floating over the earth and just like, just was it Cersei?
Cersei.
Her character's just like.
Kind of just like two goes,
character goes, whoa. Why did you teleport her? Why did you have to make her fucking ragdoll in the sky at Mach 50 and just like, and it's like, oh my god, it looks so bad. So,
I can just hear no more.
But does it?
Fortnite.
But is it like? But isn't it her and all the other Celestials that are or and all the other Eternals that are brought
on
up
Earth,
there to be
yes.
talked to her? So what happens if
I
like
think it was just a couple?
No,
the
it was
one,
only three of them.
The remaining
the
ones
on
Earth.
Earth.
The ones
yeah.
on Earth. So what happened to the? Oh, I forgot his name. The one, the guy with the glasses. The
oh,
black guy.
Phaistos.
Yeah.
He got zoomed up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens if he's, like, inside, like, working on his son's bike? He's just like, and just, like, crashes through the house and just kills his husband and son.
What if one's, like, underground, like, in a subway or something like that? They just, like, stop.
Just massacres 300 people.
They just get, like, taken through the freaking earth.
What if he's at, like, Chase Bank at New York and he's on the first floor and just, like,
oh
and just
God.
Is taken through?
It's like Omni-Man levels of destruction.
What if he's just enjoying a nice ice cream he just picked up from a stand on the middle of the street or whatever, and he's like, open my body!
It's like the cartoon thing where he's, like, holding the cone and then he just goes, like, he gets, like, yanked off screen and the ice cream's still there.
That looks stupid. And then they had this scene.
I fucking hate you guys.
They had this scene where Airsham was like, I created all of you. And then they have like the really bad looking like, I don't know what it was. It looked like a character generator thing if you press like the randomize button. And it like just came up with this weird green robot looking thing that looked half done. Did you not see that?
During the Airsham scene?
It was the scene with Airsham in like the middle of the movie. Yeah, with Cersei in the middle of the movie, and they're like, "This is what you guys were like originally."
It looked
and then
so
show, bad. And I'm like,
"It was so dirty."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Toy Story 1, where the guy like puts together weird toys.
Oh,
it looked like that. It looked like it came straight out of his toy box.
But
isn't it supposed to look like that because they're not done?
Well, it's just
not
plasticky.
You could have. The thing is, it didn't. Because it was, like, compared... Because half of its face was human, or, like, or flesh, or whatever the hell. But then, if you put it side by side and compare them, it's, like, really, like, oh, like... I think you should have just had the scene of them not side by side, because, like, you can tell putting it next to it. It's, like...
Yeah.
I think you guys just focus on too many weird-ass things.
No, there's just so much
just
garbage in
this
movie.
But it's also, like, the movie itself, like... Immediately off the bat, it's very much like,
well,
it's like.
Well, I just want to say the fact that you notice the person ragdolling off into space, other than the giant ass celestial, like in the main shot.
It's like hard
center
not
to notice.
Like it's center of the screen. Cersei's
I don't
like,
care. I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at the cool
so
ass celestial that
you just
they
don't
made for me.
Look at the garbage like, of the movie. Is
no,
what you're saying.
I feel like
I just
focus
I think you're
on, like,
focusing
things that could be bad.
Because we're trying to do a podcast about focusing on the movie.
When I watch a movie for the first time, I just watch everything. I don't pay attention to tiny details.
You like turn your brain off when you watch the movie.
Like,
no,
I
focus on everything.
I listen to the story. I listen
not,
to the actors. And I figure out what's going on within the movie. I don't figure out. I don't figure out. Oh, it's shrinking and growing like the black
heart.
Who notices that?
I usually don't, but they did it so poorly that I noticed it.
The acting quality and the story quality. That's what makes a movie.
The acting was okay.
The acting was. The acting was par. I'd say par. Okay, because.
I thought the story
some of them did not
though.
Have good acting.
Yeah, I thought the actors were kind of fine. I mean. I will say the
Kingo was good acting.
The casting for it was a little bit like, you know, if you want it to be comic accurate, the casting's like way off. You know, they just wanted this kind of like
I think they,
diverse group.
It had to be diverse, and it made sense.
Okay,
yeah, I mean,
no offense,
like it was all right.
No offense to how do I put this?
I
think people will still get mad either way if I say it. Angelina Jolie in this movie, I kept on looking at her. I was like, you look, and with the nicest way, I know Angelina Jolie is never going to watch her podcast, and that's fine, but the fact that she looks like, have you guys seen Monsters vs. Aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks like she's from that.
Like
she
the
just,
tall,
she
the
just,
tall giant girl?
She's got like a really tiny nose with like massive cheekbones and like big buggy fucking eyes.
You know what it is, right?
It's plastic surgery, and I understand it's Botox and surgery, but the thing is she's also, you know, she is aged, which makes sense, and I'm not saying that she looks inherently terrible, but when you put her on...
I think that statement is subjective. I don't know if she ages.
Yes, but when you put her on an 80-foot screen in front of my face, and she's got, like, this sharp-ass nose that can fucking slice me in half, I'm like, ugh. And, like, weird robo-tits, Her outfit choices were like...
Yeah, okay. I will admit, they were a little big.
I was like, you have to make them that? Like, you couldn't have been like, oh, she's got...
Like, the breastplate was just too big for her.
And also, the fast one was in red and gold. Like, okay, cool. You had to make her flash?
I mean, her character still could have been, like, cool if they made her good, but... I will admit, the casting for that character could have also been a bit better.
I love how Disney's, like, costume team is just like, what just screams goddess of beauty? And they're all just like, big boobs.
And they're like, we really want Sebastian.
Disney team did, like, hey, let's get some big tits on this girl.
They didn't. That was a great
choice. It's Angelina Jolie, though.
She has larger boobs. Besides the tits, I think they were, for Icarus, they're like, man, we really want to cast Sebastian Stan, but we can't use him twice. And they're like, how about
Richard Madden?
How about we copy my homework, but don't make it obvious, and then make it Scottish.
They do look like twins,
though. Yeah, like, identical. Honestly, all of us, we had really no problem with, you know, Icarus, Richard Madden. Yeah, like, we had no... Okay, well, I'm not agreeing with that.
I have a problem with Icarus.
Jack was sexy.
I didn't have a problem with, like, his acting or...
He's a skinny hot man, yeah, sure, but...
with his acting or, like, his character or anything like that. Dude, when he took his shirt off in the
sandy beach sex scene, it was hot.
I quit.
I try not to be biased during that scene,
I'm not even getting paid, and I quit.
Listen...
I'll pay you.
This is his acting the entire movie.
That's his character. Well,
also, his character sucks.
No,
his entire.
So don't blame his acting. That's literally the character.
No, that is literally the writer's fault.
Wait, hold on.
The character sucks because of the writer.
What do you not like about him? Because it makes sense. Because
it's more than just his acting being on the same level.
Did you take your medicine today?
I don't take the medicine.
He doesn't take his medicine anymore.
Fuck you.
Hold on. He knew about the plan, so he was trying. Like, he was not showing any emotion because, like, when their leader died, he killed her. He knew about it. He didn't show anything because, like, he didn't want anyone to know, or like, he was
that. That's just his character.
I think it's just either the script was written that bad that his acting was forced to just a smoldering face the entire movie, or his acting is actually on the same level.
They're not human, though. How are they supposed to act?
No, okay.
They didn't act like aliens?
Yes.
They're the robots!
They got that perfectly.
Exactly.
I
will say this.
But here's the thing. They all still act... Phaistos actually acts in this movie. His facial expressions are great. He would have been an amazing character if he didn't get introduced in the latter half of the movie with the atom bomb bullshit and then make him a family man. Oh, I gave up on humanity, but I have a family. Your family lives on Earth, dumbass.
That part makes sense, though.
What are you talking about?
No, I literally...
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Like, okay, maybe. So the sex scene, right?
Is it going to make him blow up? No.
Just go ahead.
So the sex scene. Like, they did it right on the sand. Like, in the sand.
It was on a rock.
It was not. It was in the sand.
No, that was a rock because it was in the sand. And also, okay, how long ago was that? 3,000, 2,000 years? That rock is the same fucking thing that it has been for 2,000 years? That's impossible. That is literally impossible.
They kept it sacred. It's where they.
I guess, but even if it was sand, there's not, and then like the same puddle was there.
Okay, but finish your sentence, Zach.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I just, you know, sand kind of gets everywhere, right?
I'm sure they had a shower team on standby off the set.
Can we please just talk about the end credits scene?
I don't know. That's the only good thing about this movie.
No.
But shut up!
I want to say something because like you talked about the acting. All the acting was fine. Like all of them were. I will say, who's the mind controlling person?
Drig.
Yeah. Drig. I don't like
him as well. He kind of has the problem of just.
They just making fun of the way he looks.
His character grew on.
What else did he act in?
No, he's so.
I don't know.
Does he? No.
He was the Flash.
Oh my gosh! One Direction.
In DC.
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah.
He was not the Flash in DC. You're thinking of the other character.
Are you sure?
But no, he was in that wrong movie person. With Harry Styles, Dunkirk.
He's so Oh shit.
Yeah.
Harry Styles. Oh shit, was in he wasn't Dunkirk.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't Dunkirk.
That's
yeah.
what he was
what
in.
What did he who did he play?
He was in the boat or something.
Oh.
Was he the old
Harry Styles had like
stop saying he's hot.
Harry Styles had like the most minor role in Dunkirk. I don't know why everyone sucks his dick in that movie. I did not. I literally
he had one. That's he had not 2 minutes of screen time in this movie.
The entire time, in Dunkirk. Like, I'm sorry to get off topic, but the entire time in Dunkirk, I was like, "Oh, cool, Tom Hardy." I'm like, "Okay, oh, cool, in a plane."
All right.
Sorry, off just topic. Off topic. But anyway,
the next Marvel movie, Tom Hardy will be.
To
there.
Be sweet. To be fair, like all of their acting was fine, but the comparison to like Tinkerbell and stuff that they did with that one, she was like, "Oh, you're Tinkerbell." I'm like.
What?
Sprite's character look. You don't remember that part? They're talking about. They're like.
I just kind of forgot about that part.
Icarus is Peter Pan. Cersei is Wendy, so and you're Tinkerbell, and you've always been in love. I understand that analogy or metaphor. It's an analogy, but like, looking at Sprite's character for some reason, I was like, you're Peter Pan. You never want to grow up or something or whatever.
Well, she was in the bar. She made herself older, though.
Yeah, she did.
That was a hologram.
She wanted to be older.
Yeah, so why did the Celestial make a little girl as an Eternal and then make
the
one of them...
The Celestial isn't like, based?
What was the reason for him making like one of them deaf, too, the speedster girl?
Okay, yeah, that is pretty
funny. No, she wasn't deaf. She was a mute.
Yeah, why?
She's deaf. No,
she was a mute.
Oh yeah, because she could hear.
She could still hear.
That's true.
But like, I'm not saying there's anything against that.
She
I'm just saying
hear.
Like,
she
why?
Huh?
No, she can. No,
she said she can. She said I can hear.
No, she could.
She
feels
vibrations.
Yeah, she
or
like feels vibrations.
But
so
that seems like.
What you're saying.
I mean, but that's.
But like, why? Like, I'm just curious. Like, what was the reason? Because
the actual actor is deaf.
Really?
Yeah. Because she's on The Walking Dead, and I hate her character.
But that's true. To be fair, you have these characters who are like, who are supposed to be super powerful, and
yeah,
then you're
so
like, I'm going to make one of them a child, and I'm going to make another one of them deaf. No offense to deaf people.
Yeah, like I'm
like,
saying, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of,
I'm just
that's
saying, like,
kind of a dick.
What was
punch.
The reasoning
like,
behind that?
Or cunt punch, whatever. Like, but it's still kind of like you have to be this all powerful being, and then
you
it's like,
be
well,
powerful
you can't.
And being deaf.
No, I'm not
well,
saying
yeah,
you can't.
But it's, you
I'm
can,
saying you can't.
But like, it's still
like,
kind of one of those things where
his,
it's like...
His, like, Arsham, the Celestial.
Arsham?
Arsham. He, like, he, you know, he's... I don't know, like... I don't even say
but the
it.
Thing is,
I know
can,
how to, I know what you're
like,
saying.
I know what I'm
going
to
like,
say, but I don't want it to come out the wrong way.
The
it's
way
like,
the director wanted it to be is, like, they she wants all these people to represent different things. Like, that's why they made one of them gay, to be the first gay superhero. They made one of them deaf, to be the first deaf superhero.
First gay superhero. Has it?
That was the
has it there
smart
been,
dude.
Well, no, I know him, but hasn't there been other?
No, not so far.
No, no.
Never mind.
But, like, you know, and she and the director wanted these people to, like, represent them. So it's to be like, yeah, if even if you're, like, a deaf person, you can still be, like, you know,
like
big
that.
And strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing.
And
yeah,
it's like,
no,
that's
yeah.
good, and I like that. But it didn't work in this movie because the whole point of them is that they were made. So he purposely made a deaf person, like, to be this really, like, strong person.
Yeah,
also,
that's,
sure
that's what I'm trying to say.
You could probably factor in some lore and be like, oh, because she can sense vibration so much.
But also...
Like,
or maybe
so
he
much,
wanted...
I don't know, maybe he
she
had
would
limitations.
Sense, she would sense vibrations.
Yeah,
she
so,
no,
like,
he
so,
had limitations to building them.
I don't think
I
don't so.
No,
I
he's
just,
an old...
Maybe just no, some...
He creates universes, Vicky.
Like, I can only give her so much.
Hang on. Here's my idea. Because she can sense vibrations so powerful without using her ears... Well, because she can sense the vibrations with such efficiency, right? It's made her hearing go numb.
Maybe.
And
I
she
guess.
Can she can feel it with all of her body or whatnot.
Maybe.
Or however she feels it.
But they never stated
they
that,
never
so
stated
we can't
that.
Base it off of that.
Which
you know
would have
I mean?
Been a cool thing to state in. All sorry. Right.
Let's...
Here's another thing.
At the end
so,
of the day...
Can I say
at the end of the day...
Can we talk about the end credits and give the ratings? Because
we're no, we're not in an hour because you had me restart at 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're fine. We're at like...
No,
like
restart
10.
At 8
we're at like
or 10.
Right
like
10.
Are we for real? It feels
yeah.
like we've been going on for like 5 hours.
No,
or maybe I'm just
no.
getting tired of Mickey yelling
I just,
constantly.
I want to
yeah.
say... I want to... Because I have a question as far as like for the deaf girl. She can feel vibrations on the ground. What happens if something's flying at her? and she's not paying attention.
She feels a vibration. All right, next question. Come on.
No, but no, like seriously, the wind. Like,
dude, I don't know. That's the wind. Well, in this movie, they did not portray her being deaf as a weakness at all. There was no scene where like something flew at her and like. They do that for a reason. They didn't want to. They didn't want to show like you know being deaf as
well.
Like,
I understand
as
that.
Like a you know reason for not being a superhero. So they didn't show any scenes of like anything like that happening.
Yeah,
like,
the only reason we even bring this up, right, is like not to be like, oh, there shouldn't be. What the hell is that?
That happens.
Like there shouldn't be any
deaf superheroes.
It's yeah, like there shouldn't be anything. They should all be like normal people. It's like that's not what we're trying to get at. It's like. It's just the whole point is it's like someone created them and he could have made them, you know, have every single ability that is like possible to have with any alien or human or anything. And it's like he still gave them kind of like weaknesses, you could say, or something like that. I mean, it just like, you know, it's kind of like that's the whole point we bring up. But we're not saying they shouldn't have like any say or anything like that. Right, I don't know. I'm kind of not getting the right words here. But.
I know it's hard to talk about this without
into the ship for the whole movie.
Stuck what?
Oh, the fast girl,
speedster.
They just kind of stuffed her in the ship for most of the movie.
And I do wish she was in more of the movie.
She wanted to be in there.
No,
she
was just waiting. No, the screen, no, the script writers, like they
is it that way?
They wrote the movie to where she was just like kind of in the ship the whole time, like no.
Instead of exploring her character, because. We don't. These are all.
They probably wanted less scenes where it was really quiet and they were doing the sign language. They probably didn't want so many sign language scenes in it.
That's true, but then there was scenes in there where they were traveling as groups. So you know, her even there, like a part of the group, like that wouldn't have
stuff because she was in plenty of shots and scenes.
I liked
her. She wasn't even talking. She was
I liked her ability.
Doing cool stuff.
Ability was cool. She like run into like somebody like a million times and like. Freaking like super like
like at the end when she is fighting what Icarus
yeah
that scene was
and like
so
she
cool.
Just punched him in the wall like a thousand times
yeah
she literally,
that was
like,
funny
it was I awesome
yeah
and then she like stomps on the ground and like sends him in flying it was cool but I think the another issue I have with this movie like I just said with Mercaeus they kind of just stuff her into a closet and forget about her is they kind of bit off too much. They kind of put too much on their plate in this movie. There's too many characters to try and explore, and they just didn't have enough time to explore them all. Which is why we see some of them get sidelined during certain scenes. Like Mercaeus, or Mercury, was not in this movie for like more than half of the movie. The fast girl. What's her name?
I don't know.
What's her name?
Makari.
Makari?
Yeah.
Okay, so Makari wasn't in this movie for
Freddy.
The better part of half the movie, she wasn't in here. Tingo, he wasn't even in the final.
They were all lost. They all separated.
She can travel. She's the fastest entity in the solar system. She could travel anywhere and find them.
They came to her. She was waiting on them. That was the premise.
Why was it written that way?
She's actually not that
fast. That's where it comes back to.
She's not that fast.
No, you can't just accept it that way. I'm questioning the writing of this story.
What?
What are you doing?
Right? Like a fan would.
You have to get out of the way.
For what?
I'm right in front of the camera.
I was sorry.
Dude, what the... What are you looking for?
I was looking for...
What is happening? My phone charge is about to die. I was going to look...
Oh, boo-hoo!
No. You're just blindly accepting how the story is written. Because
no,
the story
I'd
is
like to say
way,
she isn't
fun.
That fast. Like, Quicksilver's still faster.
She's still pretty fast. She could find them whenever she wanted. It's just the story writers wrote it so that she wants to be on this ship, right? Why didn't they just, like, do anything else with her?
It's about time, meaning that she was just waiting for them to
You're
do
right.
something.
You're right, it is about time.
Saying,
can we talk about
like,
that?
That is
I'm
lazy writing. That is an
I'm
excuse to keep
oh.
a character
Nick's
to the sideline, so it's one
muted.
Question for them to worry about.
Just get a round of applause.
Kingo, let me move on to the next character, because you guys, let me stick on this one.
What are you doing? Just breaking down every character
now?
Yeah,
because we have
You've already done that!
We don't have time for this.
You've already done that throughout the entire podcast.
They even forget about Kingo. They just like... They're like, we don't want to deal with Kingo stuff.
Do you not
want
to deal with
him? So we don't have to deal. Let's just do something.
Story.
We don't have to deal with him in the final act. Let's just say, oh, I don't want to fight you guys. Ah! I'm with Icarus, so I'm gonna peace out. Bye. I don't want to fight in the final stage.
No, he stayed though.
Nick, no, he didn't. He wasn't in the.
This
final
is a hot scene. Sauce packet.
He was not in the final fight.
I will open it over the cords if you don't shut the fuck up.
You'll be off the podcast if you do that.
There won't be a podcast.
We need to.
There also won't be me because my father will kill me.
We need to talk. We need to talk about the ending scene as much as I didn't care about it. Let's talk about it.
Slander.
I don't really understand.
We'll go on the table and say what we liked or didn't like about the scene.
I understand.
Okay. Well, this scene. Okay, it's gonna come.
So just explain the. Just explain the scene.
The end scene.
Yeah, just explain it.
We're gonna go in order.
There was.
Well, there were two.
So wait, hold on. There was two because we didn't see the. There was one that was at the very end. One.
You didn't see the good one?
No, we didn't want to be in the theater as long as we were.
You didn't see the boyfriend of Cersei?
I want to leave.
What do you mean the boyfriend
of
Cersei?
With the sword?
He had a sword.
That wasn't the end one.
Excalibur. Oh.
Was that the end one?
That was the second one.
Oh, I thought the Pip one was the end one.
No, the Pip one was the first one.
Right, really?
You guys will be able to. All right,
break it down. Break it down now. Let's see.
Okay. Well, I guess. I thought it went backwards. Okay. Well, I guess I'll start with the first one. So basically, they're in their ship, right? I don't know what their ship's called.
The flying rectangle.
Dorito.
It was
a triangle.
Yeah, it was a triangle.
Whatever.
The flying triangle, rock spaceship.
We got it.
Remaining Eternals, they went into space, and they're like, hey, we haven't heard from our other Eternal buddies that were on Earth. And it's been like 2 weeks now since we left, and we haven't heard anything. Then all of a sudden, they're like, we sense something. And then, like, I don't know, like, some kind of, like, it kind of looked like the Bifrost from, like, Asgard.
It
kind of
did, yeah.
We
kind of just, like, opened up on their ship. And, like, this little dwarf appears.
Like a satyr.
And he's not a satyr.
I thought it was a gremlin.
He's got the gold.
What is
a goblin.
He's a troll.
Goblin?
A troll.
It's Pip the Troll. Pip the Troll appears, and he gives this little speech. And he's like, welcome, Oros. Or ass or whatever.
Eros.
Eros.
He's like, this is Thanos' brother. And like, that slayer of whatever the hell. And
Black Avos or whatever.
What are you talking about? Let Zach speak.
He literally says Black.
Bro, his name is Star Fox, okay?
I'm not saying the guy's name.
Okay,
the
let one person
slayer's
speak.
Name.
What?
The person he slayed. He was like, slayer
oh, I don't
of...
care. I no
oh,
one cares.
I didn't hear that.
He just said Slayer or something, and he even said it wrong because he had the correct Pip, because Pip's kind of stupid. Yep. Pip's just like his little sidekick.
To be fair, the whole movie's
and he just kind of shows up, and he's like, hey, your friends are in danger, and he has the little orb that the Eternals all can, like, absorb to teleport to the Celestial. And he's just like, let's go save them, and then it's like Harry Styles kind of like, hey, and then it just ends. And it's like, I was really happy because it's like, Pip looked really cool, and, like, the voice actor did great for him, because he's just this little kind of annoying troll. And I thought Harry Styles looked kind of fine. I thought his costume looked pretty cool.
I thought it was cool.
And it's, like, finally they're introducing, like, cool-ass characters, because it's, like, it's been a while since we got some new cool characters in the MCU. Do you not agree that he's not cool?
Well, but the main thing about that, though, is, like, Brother Thanos, and then he's also...
Yeah, he's also Celestial. Eternal. Eternal.
So, yeah. So, they're like, okay. So.
Thanos is an Eternal?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, because Harry Styles, who came out, you know, the dwarf was like, hey, it's the brother of Thanos or whatever. And then he came out. He's an Eternal. So, that also means that Thanos is an Eternal.
Wait.
That kind of, like, answers my year-long questions of back in the old, like, Avengers movies on, like, how it's, you know, how they're all fight them and, like, they could barely even, like, draw blood out of them. And, you know, until Thor threw his, like, magical hammer at him or whatever. Like, the only thing that could really damage him. Like, I was like, why? Like, how? Because it's just a titan. It's just a big purple dude. Like, how, like, you know, all that that planet full of them just got,
so
you know.
So, you're saying he came from a Celestial?
Yes. He was created from
I
a Celestial.
He came from, like, regular...
No, but wait.
He did. He was born.
Here's
he
the,
was born.
Here's the question that I...
But he's still an Eternal.
Here's the question that I have.
So not all Eternals are made the same.
Because they're on different planets.
Yeah, he was made by a different Celestial.
Yeah, that and... Yeah, obviously, so...
But
yeah.
him and his brother, Star Fox, were born on Titan. Like, so he's like, Titan, my home planet. Like, that actually is his home planet.
Cool.
So we'll see more
about
that.
Yeah.
That movie still sucks, though. I think that one little thing is going to change my entire.
I'm just saying, like, is that not cool?
I'm willing to admit when things are cool in a movie.
I saw, like, a common question on the internet after, like, this movie is, like, people are looking up, like, why isn't Harry Styles purple?
Yeah.
Like, because he's like, if he's the brother of Thanos, like, why is he not purple?
It's just a birth people need to know that. Thanos like, yeah, born.
Thanos is like not normal at all.
Yeah, wait, so were people on Titan were they not purple?
No,
a lot of regular people.
They're regular people.
For real?
Yeah. And his parents are regular people.
I thought in the illustration that Thanos showed, like back in Endgame.
Yeah.
Infinity War. Where he like showed his home planet using the stone. I thought it was like just purple dudes like walking around the background.
I don't think it showed
regular
anyone.
People.
I don't think it showed.
Are you sure? I have to go back and rewatch it.
I have to go re-watch people, it again. A lot of people
a lot of people on Titan are just normal people. He was just kind of like
a birth defect. His parents literally tried killing him because he was so damn ugly. Then they just didn't want him.
Tragic backstory of Thanos.
So
yeah, but Thanos is like he's a Titan. Did they all have like he's an internal. And he's like a mutant all at the same time. And I'm pretty sure he's like a deviant somehow.
Did they have
he's like a mix of all four.
Did they all have like nutsack chins like he did?
No.
On that
no.
So he just like
literally just regular people.
He's a mutant.
He's just an ugly fuck.
So like,
he's just this giant dude.
He's just a giant ugly fuck.
Huge dude with a big arms and a nutsack of a chin.
Yeah. See, you gotta remember,
purple.
The reason why Thanos is so damn powerful. It's because he's a mix of so many powerful beings. Like,
yeah.
He is not only an Eternal, which they're powerful.
Yeah.
He's also a mutant.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's why he's purple and has nutsack chin.
There.
And so he's like, mutants are powerful. So he's, like, double that. And he's also a Titan.
Yeah.
So he's all three of those combined. And he's just big, purple man. What?
You said he's also a deviant?
Yeah, I don't know, like, in the comics. But the comics are way different, so we'll have to see how that, like, goes. But,
man.
But right now, it's just those three.
We covered the end credits. You said there's a second one.
There's one at the end of the
with
credits,
with Cersei's boyfriend holding a sword?
So, I guess we could talk about that one now. Cause
What was that?
I'd say just kind of run through it really quick.
All right, so Cersei's boyfriend actually is going to play a way bigger role than we'd, like, thought at the beginning of the movie, because we just thought, oh hey, normal ass guy boyfriend probably gonna just die. He's actually gonna become the Black Knight in the MCU, which is a superhero.
Like Batman?
He's like, you know how Black Knights are? They just wear black armor.
Oh, like from
and
Dark
have
Souls.
A sword. Yeah, he's the Black Knight.
Yeah.
And the sword. Mm-hmm. What is the sword called?
Excalibur.
No.
Think different universe.
I wish it was Excalibur.
It's called the Black Knight Sword in Dark Souls 3, so it's probably
the Ebony Blade. And yeah, that's the Ebony Blade is what we saw him looking at.
Yeah.
And basically the when he picks up the Ebony Blade, he'll become the Black Knight, and like whoever holds the Ebony Blade is like cursed because it's a cursed item. And basically it'll make you like more ruthless over time, so it'll make you like kind of go crazy and like lust for bloodshed, and he'll like just want to kill people.
So he's going to become a bad guy.
You know
so basically, he wants
to. Huh? Do you know who the voice at the end though is?
So I was going to get to that, okay. But it's like I just wanted to talk a little bit about the sword.
Godfrey.
Because like they didn't really, never really said anything about like why he was so hesitant to pick it up. So that's why he was hesitant to pick it up, because he knows about the curse. But then there's a voice off screen that says, are you sure you want to do that? Right before he picks it up. Nobody knows who it is until the director literally confirmed who it was. So we know exactly who it is. And it's another new character, but they're finally introducing Blade into the MCU. That character's voice was Blade. So it was Blade saying, are you sure you want to do that? So that'll probably go off in its whole other movie.
Vampires.
Blade's getting his own Disney Plus TV show at some point.
Oh, and that'll play well with the Morbius movie, right?
We don't know if Morbius is in the MCU or not.
Yeah, but didn't we see like Spider-Man posters?
We did. There's literally the way Sony's playing it right now is that like, because at the end of Venom, we saw that like he got transferred into the MCU somehow, right? Because he saw Tom Holland's Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of licked the screen. That was cool. But We don't know if Morbius is in the MCU yet because they're teasing so many different things. It's like they had Vulture from the MCU in that movie, like in the trailer. They show, I'm pretty sure it's, is it, I don't know. It's one of the three Spider-Men on, like, painted
it's,
on the
it's
wall.
It's Tobey Maguire's.
It's Tobey Maguire's?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then they, like, they had some kind of nod to the other Spider-Man, and Andrew Garfield's.
They have a reference to Venom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it. They just are kind of like teasing everything. So it could go any way they want it to. So that's that. But we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Did we already cover the climax of the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we kind of said that at the beginning. I mean, you know, they just turned Big Boy into ice and called it a day.
All right, let's go to ratings.
Ratings?
Oh, ratings time. Zach, we're starting off with
no,
you today.
No, can I not? Let's start off with Nick. He is obviously the star of this podcast.
Make it quick. Climax is also stupid in this movie.
Okay, that's great. So is every climax you're going to have with a woman.
4 out of 10. You're going to be a 4 out of 10? Fucking hated this movie.
4 out of 10.
What a party pooper, man. Okay, I thought we're not doing the action, acting, and story.
No.
It's pretty...
You can
fuck
put,
me then,
you
I
can
guess.
Do 4, 4, and then 3.
Nick already talked about all that shit before.
All right. Well,
yeah, he already went all of it. I mean, if you want to hear guys'
if you
want to
do
that, you can.
I just made like a whole Excel spreadsheet to where I don't have to actually add anything
up.
I just type in the numbers and it calculates it for me.
For it.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right. So you just give it a 4 out of 10?
Straight 4.
Loser. I give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was great.
You give it a 9 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
God.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
You wanted to do this as a job?
Alright, I like the story. I like it for different reasons. If we're judging it off of the other scale, which is the action, acting, and story, then it would have been a different rating. But since you guys are just, since we're just throwing out ratings on this, then I'm throwing out a 9, because I thought it was a 9 worthy movie.
So then, every other movie, aside from the Thor movies and the Black Widow movie, has to be 9 to 10 out of 10.
No.
Because no, Black Widow was worse.
No. I said minus Black Widow and Thor. All the other movies you're saying are amazing. Because that's what I would say.
But I'm not saying that because I thought this.
Are you serious?
Like Zach was like Zach said in the beginning.
No.
I thought this was
like
top like
the
top 10 movie, like top 10 Marvel movie.
The Avengers movies.
They're all pretty good.
Obviously, those are above
Iron Man movies.
Okay.
The Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yes. Thor Ragnarok is with this above
the Guardians movie.
Okay, yes. I don't
Guardians
understand. I'm telling you, I think those movies are better than or the same as this. Mm-hmm. I hold Marvel movies at a very high standard, and they deliver most of the time. Obviously, with exceptions like Black Widow, which was kind of trash, and the first Thor, which was also kind of trash.
Oh, don't even.
I love Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow. Okay, no offense, but like just because it has a woman lead does not mean it's a good movie.
I like the story.
You are entitled to your opinion, and I will be quiet for the rest of the podcast.
Thank you, Nick. That is very.
That's not what you said when you just started questioning me about my rating.
It's fine.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Did you? Are you sticking to 9 out of 10?
Yes, I'm sticking.
That's
to 9
fine.
Out of 10.
Okay. Do you want to switch to me, please?
Oh, he's pointing.
I don't know if we do.
So I think
under the table
that the movie it's huh?
We got to find a place for Jack. I think.
Got a gun.
I think he's losing it.
He's literally he has a pistol to my head.
I think. And I know there's going to be so many Marvel movies, and I'm probably going to say this with a lot of others, but, like, it's like, God, how do I compare it? What's another one that I can kind of compare it to? It's like having,
You don't think it was as bad as Black Widow, right?
No, I think Black Widow was worse.
Okay.
But it's like having a child, right? And you love this.
That sucks.
No. Just let me say this. It's like having the Marvel Universe is like having a child, right? And you've had this child for like X amount of years. Okay. Everything this child does,
I think you've said this
because,
like 15 times.
Because you're their parent, it does not matter what they do ever. You will always cherish it. You will always love it. No matter if they draw a stupid piece of fucking garbage and you hang it on your fridge, you will love it because you're their parent. Mm-hmm. Every person I've met is a parent, and this is their child. I am the other parent. I know your baby's fucking ugly, and I know the drawing they made when they were seven that was a picture of a dog child that looked nothing like a dog. It looked like garbage. I'm sorry. Just because it was made by Marvel does not mean it was good. And because this movie was it does not mean that it's good. The critics gave it a 40 for a reason. I understand not all critics are right, but they gave it for a reason. There's other movies that are given good ratings by critics because they actually deserve it. But just because it is a Marvel movie, do not let that cloud your judgment that it's a good movie. Because
now, can I just debate that for one second?
I wanted to say something.
Marvel movies.
You said you'd be quiet.
You're done.
Do you know who directed this movie?
You're gonna make me forget what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry. Just keep it in your.
Keep it in my what? My ass?
You got it in your head?
Just say the director.
Chloe Zhao. Directed No Man's Land, which won an Oscar. That was the last movie she directed, and it won an Oscar, which I guess maybe critics just had higher expectations for this movie. I'm struggling to find how that relates at all. Maybe that's just why critics gave it a bad review. I'm just saying. That's it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Critics, who cares?
No,
about
say it. Can we just hear your rating and then hear his nice things?
Well,
he can say it
because okay, my rating, to be completely honest.
Yes.
I want to
10 lightly, buddy.
There's so many people who disagree with movies because I have to be stingy about them.
No, but give it what you think it is.
But the
give
thing is,
you,
it's like,
give it what you
just
think it
with
is.
Like watching it and just everything about the movie that like sucked, and there were some parts that annoyed me. Like overall, the movie was like a 6 out of 10 is the best I can give it.
It's not that bad.
I
can understand that.
Yeah, but the thing is that it, like with everything that they did, but I find it annoying how like even when a movie as like as this that everyone's like another masterpiece. Look at what God has given us. Ah, thank you. When are you going to realize that Marvel's just going to keep on copy-pasting this shit? There's a reason why there's people who still buy Call of Duty. It's a shit game.
But
for the past four games, it has been copy-pasted. Have you... like
what kind of format is copy-pasted in this?
Like
it's just the base
because
format
there's a villain and a
making.
Good guy.
Going off the comics.
But it's still the... well, maybe not copy-paste, but it's still the same thing as like... just because you keep on making movies that, like, just because the first 10 were good does not mean the next 7,000 are going to be just as good.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Black Widow got, like, an 85 for, like, customer, or for not customer, but for viewers' ratings, I'm pretty sure. How?
Did you go to AMC
and they dig out your eyes out of their eye sockets with a fucking spoon? Like, where you're just like, the audio of this sounds nice, and they've got the dad from Stranger Things who sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, what the heck?
What did it get?
It got like a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my god, how are you doing? Don't be a professor! I
mean, don't listen to Rotten Tomatoes, though. They give, like, the best movies, like, shit ratings, and then vice versa.
Yeah, it got a 6.8 on IMDb.
But there are some... there are
67 on Metacritic.
There are some movies
sometimes, I think the audience...
sometimes,
right,
hey, everyone listening, form your own fucking opinion. Don't listen to other people.
Literally,
don't listen to jackasses like me and Nick.
No, because
talk.
Now you're going
to
have
literally,
a ton of people who click off this video.
I hate this movie, and I'm trying to
honest to God, if you were watching this at this point, congratulations. You earn a cookie, because you made it this fucking far. Other than that, please, like, comment down below what you would give this movie out of 10, because, like, I'm curious.
I'm so curious
to think about, like... if people, honest to God, hated this movie or if they loved it. Because I've heard both from so many people.
I'll tell you what. I gave Invincible 9 out of 10. I would never in a million years touch this movie with a 9 out of 10.
Okay, that's cool.
I'd touch it with a
Zach,
9.
Zach, what
I
is
would
your rating?
Not.
and this,
Nick,
one more
you
thing.
Give it?
I said a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, he said 6 out of 10. But just like kind of hit back at like what Nick said. Like... I know there are MCU stands out there, right? And there are people that are like, nothing is better than the MCU, right? And, like, you know, DC will never touch it or anything will never touch it. And, like, I get that. Or, I mean, like, don't think like that or whatever. Have your own opinion. Who cares? But, like, I feel like if there's a bad Marvel movie, right? Like, think about, like, Thor 1 and 2. Even the MCU stands will agree. They will constantly put it at the bottom of their list, and they will call it shit. Like, even if it's their perfect baby, if their perfect baby shits all over the floor, they're still going to hate it. Okay? They're going to give it, like, they're going to hate that moment throughout history. So it's like, yes, their MCU stands, but if the movie, honest to God, isn't that good, they will see past Marvel's awesomeness, and they'll see that, like, wow, Thor, like, the Dark World actually sucks ass. Sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Woo. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's just what I wanted to say to that.
Okay, and, so what's your rating?
My rating? I give it, like, an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Honestly, I do. Yeah. I did not think it was that bad. I like the story. I'm really excited about, like, the future of the MCU, because, you know, we got Spider-Man coming up, but, like, this is, it makes me excited for the space aspect of the MCU, because we haven't seen much of it since Guardians and, I guess, a little bit of Endgame, because of Thanos, but we haven't really, like, explored beyond that, so, I don't know, I think we're going to get some cool stuff.
And real quick, I got to redact my rating. Because I was very heated when Nick was like, gave it a 4 out of 10. Because I did not think it was 4 out of 10. But I'm going to have to bring it down to an 8. Because there was parts I did not like about it. But overall, I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a great movie. It wasn't perfect, obviously. I gave it a 9 out of 10 because I was pretty pissed off that Nick was like, 4 out of 10, I hate this stupid movie.
Are you sticking to a 4 out of 10 now, Nick?
No. I mean, yeah.
Yes, you are.
So, 2 8s, actually, a 6, three. And a 4.
Because I did think, like, the director of this movie was kind of trying to do, like, the first of a lot of things too much. Just, it was kind of forced a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, I really did think the director was kind of just trying to, like, you know, I want the first sex scene in a Marvel movie to happen. I want the first, like, gay superhero to happen in this movie. I want it. She wanted a lot of, like, firsts to be, like, forced in this
movie. She was trying to do too many things.
Yeah.
And it kind of fell flat on its face, in my opinion.
I mean, the things that kind of felt forced. But even then, I thought, like, she did a good job with, you know, the first, like, for it being the first gay superhero. Did a good job. It wasn't forced in our face or anything. It was just, like, he found love with a guy. I mean, you know.
So all of us combined, our score for Media Mix, the rating,
it's probably awful.
It's a 6.5. Oh, God. Which is kind of like in line with what every other critic gave it. So
yeah, I guess.
So I guess that's how I'm pretty sure that's how they got to that should've rating, though. Three. I'm sure there's people in these like critic places that they're like, I hate this movie, like Nick. And then there's other people like me and Zach were like, yeah, we thought it was a pretty good movie, and they gave it a high rating. So then it just kind of like balanced out. I mean, honestly,
if you don't understand,
why do you think that was? Why do you think people are so split on this movie?
I think some of them don't understand the whole like MCU, right? So if you go into this movie not knowing anything that's happened before, right? Mm-hmm. I could see how you could be a little confused, like what the hell's going on?
Who's Thanos? Why people didn't like it.
I mean, I could see why the movie could have been confusing to them. You know, like so much is being introduced at once to them. I don't know. It's a possibility.
I mean, people also need to realize that
I've seen the whole MCU, and I hated this movie, so.
Okay, but, like, people also need to realize that this is the new age of Marvel, and that,
what does that mean,
you know, they're starting with new characters. Like, we've never seen these people before, so it's like, they're trying to introduce new people. So it's like,
yeah, I mean,
people don't like that sometimes. They're like, boy, we don't know these people.
So it's change, or because it's different, people don't like it?
Yeah, that could be a reason.
Possibly, but then you got to.
Do you think that's a reason
the
why people like it though? Just because it was different, or
well, it's also it's exciting because it's something new. I don't know, but it was really cool. It was a cool movie.
I just
movie.
Feel like, and I heard this somewhere else, but like you know, if I just eat chicken wings every single day, right, and you give me dog shit because it's new and different, I'm not gonna just eat the dog shit because it's new or.
So thank you guys for watching so much. Please like, subscribe, comment down below, honestly, what you'd give this movie. I'm curious to know. Stay tuned for a giveaway.
Yeah. This is the giveaway.
This is the giveaway. Do it if you want to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
New Pokemon pack.
Cost nothing to you. Get a Pokemon pack.
It's free. And it helps us out by, you know, subscribing. Hopefully you enjoy the content.
Yeah.
Nick doesn't yell nearly as much as he did in this episode. I mean, so if that turned you off a bit,
go check out our other
episodes. Go check out other things if it turned you on a lot.
Yeah, hey, I'll be screaming and kicking a lot more.
I didn't scream as much as I thought I would in this movie.
If you want to hear the other Nick scream, go watch the Black Widow podcast.
I didn't scream in that one.
Go watch Invincible if you want to hear this. Go watch Invincible.
That's why we don't invite Mason to these anymore, because I murdered him
That's not true at all. We really want Mason to come back. Nick is just upsetty.
He had an opinion on a character that was stupid.
If you haven't watched it, go watch the Invincible podcast. It was pretty fun.
Schedules don't align.
All right, well,
we'll get him on eventually.
Everybody, we want to thank you for tuning in, and this is it. Peace out, everybody. Good luck on the giveaway.
Bye.